intended at third base in the ninth inning. So we'll see how Lansing comes out today to see if they have any more fight left in them to try and win two games in this series rather than one.
Six-man starting rotation for the Cubs. It's our first look at the right-hander Tyler Schlaefer. It is the Cubs' second look, though, at the number one pitching prospect in the A's organization. What do you expect from round two for Luis Morales?
I'd like to see a little bit more consistency from him. He flashed really good stuff on Tuesday, but you could tell he was young. He's raw. He's in his first opportunity in the Midwest League, and he allowed some batters to reach, and those batters, albeit he left a lot stranded, came in to score to kind of muck up the end of his outing. So he finished with six hits allowed, three runs, and did walk a couple of batters but had four strikeouts. So can he limit some of those base runners today and maybe get off to a cleaner start? And on the other side for Schlaefer, just excited for him. Back from Tommy John surgery. He's back pitching for a fifth time this year, and this will be the first time he faces the Nuts this week.
Schlaefer making his fifth start of the year. He'll be supported by the South Bend starting nine. Leading things off today, the center fielder Brett Bateman. Pedro Ramirez bat second, and DH's batting third, idle yesterday. Back in the starting order today, the top prospect shortstop Jefferson Rojas. The cleanup hitter is the left fielder Yohendrick Piñanga. Then it's first baseman Jonathan Long batting fifth. Batting sixth, the man who has homered twice in the series, including yesterday, Felix Stevens, the right fielder. Batting seventh, third baseman Rafael Morel. They play him everywhere. Then the catcher Casey Opitz bats eighth, and batting ninth, it's Revaj Garcia, the second baseman. South Bend has three switch hitters in the order. Ramirez, Opitz, Garcia. The nine, Bateman, Ramirez, Rojas, Piñanga, Long, Stevens, Morel, Opitz, Garcia. And out of those nine, Adam has to choose one for the spotlight.
Yeah, I refuse to pick anybody besides the future Midwest League All-Star, Pedro Ramirez. They can't get him out. He's hitting basically 513 hits. He's knocked in six runners, and he's had two home runs, including the big one last night, the three-run shot in the ninth that puts South Bend in front. So I'm going to go with voting for Pedro once again today.
I do not blame you for a second. The way that he's going in this series, he's looking at Midwest League MVP. On the other side, for Lansing, the Locos will lead off with the DH, Johnny Butler, batting second. Center fielder, Henry Bolte. Heading third at third base, it's Will Simpson. Batting fourth, the cleanup man, is right fielder, Brian Buelvas. Shortstop A, Rebiel Anales, hits fifth. Batting sixth, second baseman Colby Halter. The left fielder Cameron Masterman bats seventh. Batting eighth, it's the catcher Carlos Amaya. And then rounding off the order, the first baseman Danny Bautista Jr. Butler, Bolte, Simpson. Buelvas, Anales, Halter. Masterman, Amaya, Bautista Jr. For the Lansing Locos. Who's your spotlight loco?
Never go against anybody on their birthday, Jesse. Let's see if Mr. Cameron Masterman can be masterful today.
Right, Cameron Masterman, turning 25 years young out of Prospect, Kentucky. We'll get you all set. Step aside, look at the rest of the Midwest League, have the anthem and the first pitch coming up. This is Lansing Locos pregame.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mm-hmm.
about that from the Mason Bulldog Middle School Band to get you ready today for Game 6 this week and Game 12 of 12 of this two-week homestand for the Lansing Locos, and they facing the South Bend Cubs. Lansing lost the series yesterday a day early, so they'll look to win 2 of 6 this week. The Cubs come in 10-16, while Lansing comes in 11-15. It's a upper 60s, 70s type of day with cloud coverage above and some blue skies, and it is Cinco de Mayo as we celebrate on May 5th, 2024. Game number 27, game number 18 at home for the Lansing Lugnuts today, playing as the Lansing Locos. They are in those bright turquoise blue uniforms with the gold bills and the gold writing on the caps and on the jerseys, where South Bend is in the darker blue with the red as the numbering and the lettering and up there on the sleeves. With the call of the game, here he is, the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I like to think of it as the co-call of the game, Adam. Your Lansing Locos defense, Cameron Masterman's in left, Henry Bolte in center, Brian Guelbas in right. Will Simpson's at third, Avery Villanueva is the shortstop, Colby Halter at second, Danny Bautista Jr. at first, Carlos Amaya the catcher, down to the field. Are we going to hear a play ball declared? Yes, we will. All right, there we go. And here we go. And thank you so much for joining us. Luis Morales going through his warm-up tosses. We're ready. Bateman, Ramirez, and Rojas to step in. Home plate umpires Evan Anderson, the bases umpire Travis Roberson. Each one ejected a manager yesterday. Sky is above, overcast. It is 59 degrees. First offering from Morales. Bateman takes ball one down and away. At 1:05 p.m., we are officially underway, and we're underway right on time. Left-handed batter, Bateman. Shows bunt, pulls back, the pitch is outside, and it's two balls and no strikes from the right-hander, Morales. Luis Morales, 21 years of age, from the first base out of the rubber. Here it comes. And there's a fastball for a called strike. 98 miles an hour. Third baseman Simpson way off his line. The pitch. Bateman lines it, slicing the left, down for a base hit. Cam Masterman over to play. Bateman dashes for second base. Masterman hits the shortstop. Lead-off double for South Bend. Brett Bateman's seventh double of the year. He is having some kind of series, and so is this man. Here comes Pedro Ramirez.
Combined, they've had 22 hits.
And Bateman has 9 of them, so do the math, huh? Here's Ramirez, the switch hitter, batting left. The pitch, fouled away, left side, strike one. Adam, he's the DH today, so they've designated him to do some hitting. What do they designate him to do the rest of the series? No score, runner at second. Each team is wearing blue. Turquoise for the Locos, the Cubs bold blue for the Cubs. Ground ball right of the mound, picked up by Colby Halter, throwing across his body to get Ramirez here. And Bateman over to third, one out. And now Jefferson Rojas. Rojas saying, what am I, chopped liver? 17-game hitting streak came to an end 2 days ago. Righty, righty, no score. Fastball up and in. And ball one from Luis Morales. 99 miles an hour. You can understand why the A's handed him multi-millions to sign. There's a called strike. The fastball, we've seen a great slider from him, also has a curve and a changeup. Rojas is hitting 301. The pitch. There's the slider. Waved at and missed. A balk first, though. Did not come to a complete stop. And Brett Bateman awarded home. 1-0 South Bend. Second balk in as many starts for Morales. The 1-1 comes up and in. Luis Morales' first outing against South Bend. It was the first batter of the inning that gave him trouble. He deals. There's that great slider. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I mean, he starts it on the corner, Adam, but it doesn't finish up on the corner. Might as well go to it again, huh? Ross, 2 doubles, a triple, 2 homers. Slider farther outside on appeal of the check swing. He didn't go. And 3-2 on Rojas.
You were right, though. He did go to it a second time, and it's a thing of beauty, so you can't blame him for doing it.
There's the pitch to the 19-year-old. Payoff. Ripped to left field. Masterman hauls it in. Rocketed at 104, but it hung up there for Masterman. 2 outs.
And balk or not, that probably gets the run home. So either way, you're probably looking at a South Bend 1-0 lead here after one. And all things considered, that's pretty good with how destructive this top of the order has been all week long.
Yeah, you say after one. They're not done yet. Here's Yohendrick Pinyango. Righty deals to lefty. 1-0 Cubs. Off the inside corner. Changeup. And Yango's batting 307. 4 doubles, 2 triples, 3 round trippers. The deal. Fouled back into the screen. 97. Right in on his hands. Jonathan Long is waiting on deck. The pitch. Line drive foul. Up the left side. Into the Pepsi porch. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales looks for his first strikeout. Bounced it in, and Pinyango takes ball 2. You can find us on social media at Adam Jaksa, ADAM, JAKSA. Feel free to share your thoughts on Liverpool's performance today.
Well, they're slumping right now.
Here's the pitch. High bouncer hit to second baseman Halter. Off that one big kangaroo hop, feeds Batista Jr., side retired. But Bateman doubles to third on the ground out and balked in. South Bend leads early. Going to the bottom of the first inning. Cubs 1. Lugnuts coming up.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The early lead for Tyler Schlaefer. The right-hander heads to the hill out of Homewood, Illinois. The ninth rounder of the Chicago Cubs back in 2019 wraps up his warm-up pitches. He'll take on Butler, Bolte, and Simpson for Lansing.
You should floss more, man.
Homewood floss more. Outstanding, Adam. Outstanding. Johnny Butler, first pitch. Ball 1 outside. Do you know who I consider the greatest person to come out of Homewood Flossmoor? With all due respect to everybody else, is Jason Benetti.
Yep, I knew that answer.
1-0. Line drive left center field over Rojas. It's a base hit. That's scooped up by Hendrick Pinyango. Lobs it in. It's a leadoff oppo single for Johnny Butler. Speaking, by the way, of folks who are natives of Illinois, Johnny out of Shanahan. And I apologize if I mispronounced it. Here's Henry Bolte, the native of California out of Palo Alto. 1-0 Cubs.
That's why you just say it fast, roll off the tongue.
I was trying my best, right? Righty to righty. Schlaefer deals. High. Tried the breaking ball to start him, never broke it down. Bolte, slowly but surely, has been finding multiple ways on base each game, showing off the speed. Tons of power. 1-0. Whacked foul off the right side. So Bolte's hitting 240 right now. He has 5 doubles, a triple, 3 homers. The on-base percentage is at 342, and yesterday he stole his 11th base of the season. Singled, walked, hit by a pitch yesterday. Schlaefer delivers. A ground ball hit to short, could be 2. Rojas to Garcia, turned to first, and Bolte barely beat to the bag by an eyelash. 6-4-3, 2 outs and nobody on.
Well, he's got really good speed down the line, and yeah, he almost beat that out. He was surprised when he got called out, looking back there to see that he didn't quite get there in time.
When we say bang, bang, it's the bang of the ball in the glove and the bang of the foot on the bag. Here's the pitch to Will Simpson. Schlaefer starts him off with a called strike. I mean, Kentucky Derby was yesterday. Do you want a photo finish?
So you're saying bang, bang on the bag with Bolte.
Yes. Simpson grounds, third base, fielded by Morrell. Sidewinds across, and the stretch by Long. Side retired. Let's go to the second inning now. It's the South Bend Cubs leading Lansing by a 1-0 score.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's Jonathan Long who steps in, followed by Felix Stevens, then Rafael Morrell. 5-6-7 South Bend batters against Luis Morales. 1-0 Cubs. Righty to righty. Long lifts the first pitch high up into the air. Right side foul ground and soaring back foul. And then out of play, strike one.
I don't know about you, Jesse. This is one of those sunglasses days, even though it's cloudy above. It's bright out there.
This is the kind of day that where they say, put on sunscreen. I know you don't feel the sun, but I agree with you. Morales brings it in there. Called strike two. Here's something that I'm watching for just right off the bat here. Luis Morales, in his first outing, the leadoff man reached base in all 5 innings he started. Long takes a ball outside. And then in the first inning, Brett Bateman doubled, was balked in for the only run of the game. I'm curious to see if Jonathan Long will be on the bases here. Long pops it up, and that ball gets out of play. Off into the seats.
Yeah, that was part of the too many base runners in Tuesday's performance. Again, he showcased a lot of good stuff, but can help himself out by, locking in a little bit more at the start of these half innings.
1-2 pitch from Morales. Slider off the outside corner. Feel like that is a patented pitch for him, just to see if he can get the batter to go out there with him. The 2-2. A fastball swatted high into the air on the right center field goes the center fielder, Bolte, under. He has the catch, and the leadoff man is retired. And now power against power. Morales against Felix Stevens. He has homered twice in this series. Felix Stevens and Luis Morales, both of them natives of Cuba. The batter from Havana. The pitcher from Antilla deals. Ball one, a little low, a little away.
Havana.
Felix Stevens went 0 for 2 in his first round against Morales. Swing, Animaeus in the breaking ball. Grounded into a double play, flied out to left.
I'm going to guess that breaking ball slider action right there is probably not going to be the last time Mr. Stevens sees that pitch.
Here's the pitch. A fastball fouled back. It was a mistake. Catcher Maya wanted that ball in, and Morales left it out over the heart of the plate, but Stevens couldn't do anything with it at 97. His home run yesterday, he hit off the batter's eye in center. He hit above the yellow line. It was a shot. The kick, the pitch. Slider low and away. One out, top of the second, nobody on. Here it comes. Stevens swings and misses the slider. First strikeout for Morales. What was that you were saying about that slider's coming back?
Yeah, there was, and I think that was the best option right there. He just commands it so well. You're running it away from a right-hander, making him uncomfortable. He did it right there.
I like that conversation in terms of the fastball is 97 to 99, but the slider, that's the devastating pitch. Slider to start things off. Rafael Morel can't hold back. Strike one.
I mean, it's stupid good how awesome that slider is. Just throw that every single time.
Two outs, nobody on. The 0-1. It's a front door slider that missed. A ball and a strike.
Like, if he can get that slider down where he can locate, he tried to just get a punch out in the first at bat against Long on the outside corner, and then if he can bring it in on the inside corner as well, I mean, it's lights out with that pitch.
And if you can tunnel the slider with the fastball, fastball high. Something else that I enjoy. The pitcher, right now we're seeing him work, right? Extension side of the right-handed batter, that slider at the knees away, and then just off of that, 2-1, a fastball, skied foul, out of play. Two balls, two strikes, and Morel. You work on that corner, you work a little off that corner. What is a right-handed batter to do? Rafael Morel, his older brother Christopher, is in the majors with the Chicago Cubs. The number 7 hitter, 1-0 South Bend. Morel gets under it, and this ball goes foul. Trying to turn it around, way back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes, 97 miles an hour.
Looking for his first 1-2-3 true half inning. Did have a walk and a double play on Tuesday.
Down low, Morel wanted time. He didn't get time. And so basically he, like the rest of us, was a spectator as Morales missed. 3-2. Bounced foul up the left side. His manager coaching at third, Nick Lovello. Speaking of family in the major leagues.
In the MLB.
Payoff pitch. Slider poked in the air, caught by Bautista Jr. right down the line to his left. Side retired. A perfect frame for Morales. 1.5 complete. The Cubs won. The Lansing Locos nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ryan Wilbus, ABL analyst, and then Colby Halter are coming up. 4-5-6 in the Lansing Locos order. Down 1-0 to South Bend. Cinco de Mayo. Special Fiesta Locos. The Maria Luz Ballet did folkloric dancing before the game outside the ballpark, then on the field. Tyler Schlafer starts things off with ball one to Brian Wilbus. And on a Copa Day, heritage is celebrated. There's the pitch. It pops it up on the right side of the diamond. And the foul ground, the catcher opens on the Lugnuts logo, makes the catch. And on the foul, that Wilbus is out number one. Bring up Avery Villanueva. Frustrating for the native of Colombia, Wilbus, trying to still get things going. Avery Villanueva is out of Igwe, Dominican Republic. On the pitch to him, shows bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike. Before today's game, flags handed out to the players from the Dominican, from Colombia, from Venezuela. This one bounces in from Schlafer. One ball and one strike. Cubs leading the Locos 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Also Ruben Escalera out of Puerto Rico. Here's the pitch. That is drilled out to center field. Brett Bateman backs up. He retrieves. Two outs. Analeas right on the button, right at Bateman. And now Colby Halter. Luis Morales, the Lansing starter from Cuba. There's also James Gonzalez out of Panama. As the folkloric dancers ready themselves in the third base side, South Bend dugout. Here's the pitch to Halter. Foul tipped into the mid of Opitz, strike one. On a special Cinco de Mayo here. Michigan State Capitol. 0-1 pitch. Tails outside. Adam, there was a great crowd for the folkloric dancers outside the ballpark earlier today.
They're the best. Love when they come out.
And all ages. The 1-1 at the knees. Strike two call.
Just adorable. The youngsters that are out there dancing around, they get all dressed up. It's pretty cool.
Two outs, nobody on. 1-2. The curveball hit on a high bounce right side of the infield. Second baseman Garcia to the pitcher covering. Safe the call by Travis Roberson. Halter beats it out.
He was tap dancing. Couldn't find the bag. Stepping his foot down in front and then over it. It was a close play and he just missed the pillow.
You had the first baseman Long getting in the way of the second baseman Garcia in gloving it. And then Schlafer, that meant, had to cover it first. So Colby Halter's on with two outs. And here's the birthday boy, Cameron Masterman, Lansing down 1-0 in the second inning, two away. Righty to righty. Schlafer's pitch. Inside ball one. When Masterman connects, we have seen the ball jump off his bat. Seven doubles, two triples, and one home run. Pitch, shot through the left side, base hit. Halter jogs up to second as Pinyongo fields and takes his time playing it in. Back to back two out singles. How about that for a birthday present?
That's pretty darn good. Hard contact to the left side, keep the half inning alive, and Lansing has their first real threat of the day.
Well, this has been the feeling, right, with Cameron Masterman, is that bat is going to come around. that he has been better than what he has shown. He comes into play today hitting 192. That's the lowest batting average on Lansing. Here's Carlos Amaya, 4 for 13 in 4 games, 3 singles and a double. Halter at second, good speed. Masterman runs well at first, down 1-0, 2 outs. The pitch, up and away, ball 1. Tyler Schlaefer sets, deals. Strike 1, right by him at 91 miles an hour.
You can't drag out your Tyler like that and then not put Soderstrom at the end of it. I'm not ready for it. Still.
Here it comes. Amaya fouls it away, right side. 1-2. As that pitch was starting to come in plateward, the second baseman, Garcia, came cheating in towards second. Left fielder Pinyanga, right fielder Stevens, straight up. Center fielder Bateman, shading to right center. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. Here it comes. Up and in. I love Carlos Amaya going with the golden batting gloves today with the turquoise jersey.
I was just thinking that. Those look awesome.
Yes. The black socks pulled up to the knees, the home white pants, black bat in hand. It's a great look. The 2-2. Fouled away right side. Deuces wild here. Second inning. Two runners on, two gone, facing number 20. And what does Carlos Amaya do with his next 2-ball, 2-strike pitch? Danny Bautista Jr. is waiting on deck. The open stance, the knees flexed all the way out on the back foot. Time called. Time infraction on the pitcher. 3-ball, 2-strike. Amaya has not walked so far this year. He is a contact hitter. And now Bateman is really stepping into the right center gap. Payoff. It popped him up. On the right side, second baseman Garcia there with the catch, and the inning is over. A couple of singles, a couple of runners left, no runs, and we go to the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call. The Cubs 1, the Locos nothing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Hello there from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you on this Sunday, May 5th, 2024. No score for Lansing. South Bend got one in the first. Here we are in the third. First pitch is outside, ball one from the righty, Luis Morales. Bases 8-9-1, beginning with Casey Opitz, the lefty. The pitch, that's outside. 2-ball, 0-strike.
Adam, that's the pitch, that changeup, that if he can really master it, watch out.
Pitch home. That's outside again. 3-ball, 0-strike. That works off his fastball, the curve, and that great slider that we've seen against the right-handers. 3-0. Harry nips the outside corner with the fastball, strike one.
What do you think of Morales' glove color?
I like it. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the fastball up and out. It's an aqua teal type of color. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Three straight fastballs after the off-speed wasn't there. Second strikeout for Luis Morales.
That's just unfair, right? He's trying the changeups with his catcher, Amaya, and it's just not working out, so let's give you the heater.
Don Schulze coming out onto the mound to talk with him. That's exactly what that was. He tried three straight changeup, 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 miss, 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 and then three straight fastballs to get a strikeout.
We've seen this before. Joey Murray comes to mind for me years ago. Was a pitcher who's working on a pitch in a game, and he go, all right, let's scrap it. Let's keep on working on it in the side session, and let's just get this guy out and move on.
Joey Murray with the classic invisible.
Yes. It's a shame that injuries have sabotaged his career.
Out of the MAC, Kent State, before he came to Lansing. So just a quick visit for Schulze as they get the pen ready. Yason Sanchez up and warming down there. Here's Refaj Garcia. First pitch shot left field side, and that shoots foul. Garcia, 3-for-9 in this series. Knocked in a few, scored one run. Batting average up to 269. 1-0 Cubs, top three. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike two.
I mean, just rearing back, putting 98-mile-an-hour gas right on the edge.
Nothing to it. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Slider low and inside. Lugnuts in those bright blue Locos uniforms today. Got the gold around the sides and the caps. And that is going to be it for Morales.
I mean, he's hit his pitch count.
Yep, and I'm guessing that's what Don Schulze came out and spoke to him about, that got a few pitches left. So Craig Conklin takes the baseball from him, and that's going to be it. 44 pitches, 27 strikes, and Morales will head to the dugout. And it is Yason Sanchez that comes in here to try and clean up this third inning.
For the crowd, I bet that there is some questions, right? Folks in the crowd watching this and saying, well, why remove him here? One ball and two strikes and one out in the frame. And it really is all about the pitch restrictions, making sure 45, 75, which pitcher is on which count on which day, as the A's are working to make sure that all of these great young arms stay as healthy as possible on their way moving upward.
What about 44?
Okay, 44.
Why not 45? What's the difference there?
The difference is one, Adam.
One more chance to strike out the batter, not to be. We're not sure, but Yason Sanchez comes in, the right-hander. He will take over. He's got that slender build, 6'2", 165, 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic. He gets to pitch here on Cinco de Mayo.
Well, here gets to be the fun of it, right? It's one ball and two strikes. So if he strikes out Garcia, then you have that fun of who gets credit for the strikeout.
Well, we're going to find out. I think it's with two strikes, it's Morales,
That's
isn't it?
That's right. He had more strikes in the at-bat. Therefore, it would go to Luis.
That's why they took him out. You've done your part. You've got the two. Now, in comes the bridge. Yason Sanchez, ERA sits up over 9 through 8 games. 10 2/3 pitched. 12 runs, 11 earned. He's given up a couple home runs, 8 walks, 8 strikeouts. Stuff's good, but it's been all over the place. Okay, here is the 1-2 pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strikeout combined. Morales and Sanchez get Garcia. A tandem effort. 2 down. How cool is that?
Just like a relay race, huh?
You come in and you throw one pitch and you get a strikeout.
I think every pitcher would love. Hey, all you've got to do is get one strike, you're good. Sure.
Here comes Brett Bateman from the left side. The pitch home. That's winged outside. Ball one. 1-0 Cubs, top three. we make that more regular, that guys get pulled with two strikes, just so we can get the fascination of how the AB ends? Score to our left over there saying no. The pitch. That's inside. Bateman kicks up his shoe out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. This guy's been great all week long. Out of the top spot, 9 for 17. Three walks, six runs scored, a double, had his second double in the first. Pitch, off speed, outside corner, strike one. Black Sox pulled up high for Yeison Sanchez on the hill. From the stretch with the bases clear. The pitch, down low, three balls and a strike. Lansing hoping to get the bad taste out of their mouth yesterday. They led multiple times late in the game, and they gave up the lead multiple times and eventually couldn't get it back. Fell 7-6. Three-run homer in the ninth. 3-1. Down low, and that's ball four.
Adam, can I quickly correct something? I'm on the rules. We're on 9-1-6. Yes, if when pitchers are changed and the count is one ball and two strikes, the official scorer shall charge that batter and the actions of that batter to the relief pitcher. Hence, Sanchez just had the old one-pitch strikeout.
I don't like that. Pedro Ramirez steps to the plate. What's the justification on that? Here's the pitch. Runner takes off for second. Oh, he fakes. They throw back down to first, and Bateman slides in safe. One ball, no strikes to Pedro Ramirez.
So they don't want to hold the relief pitcher accountable. Let's say when the pitcher who they're relieving left them with three balls or two balls, no strikes, etc. You can't get credit for walking a guy when you've only thrown one or two balls, but you can't get credit for the strikeout.
1-0 is bunted down the third base side, and it turns over the line and is picked up halfway down in foul territory by Yeison Sanchez, and it's one ball, one strike. So you're saying that you could get credited for a walk?
Yes. So let's say that Luis Morales left the game and the count was 3-0. Yeison Sanchez comes in, throws ball four. They would credit the walk to Morales.
No, that's crazy. So he doesn't get the walk, but he gets the strikeout?
That's right.
That's broken. It's absolutely broken. It makes zero sense. No way should he get that strikeout, and then he can't
Sanchez
get a walk.
Gets the strikeout.
Oh, you got me riled up. 1-1 pitch. That's inside and low, 2-1. I need the justification on this. Who wrote this rule?
So I think what they say is that strike three is the hardest strike to get, right? So give the credit to the reliever. But ball four isn't the hardest ball to get.
Hold on. 2-1. That's a bouncing ball foul. Two balls, two strikes. So you're going to tell me,
I'm telling you,
that the last strike is the hardest to get, yet the batter that's already down two strikes is facing a whole new repertoire of pitches. This guy can come out and throw any of his pitches, and this dude is seeing it for the first time.
Not only that, let's say you replace the batter with a counted one and two, and then the next pitch is strike three to the new batter. The batter who got replaced, the guy sitting in the dugout who had strike one, strike two, he gets the strikeout.
Oh, my Lord. I think this is backwards. Check at first. Bateman is back in safely. When do the 2025 amendment rules come out? I want to have a chat with these folks. 2-2 pitch. Bateman takes off for second. It's rocked out to left field. Backing up Masterman. He's got it and makes the catch. And that'll do it. So the walk is stranded. A strikeout for Sanchez on one pitch. I don't know about it, but hey, good for Yeison Sanchez. We head to the last of the third. 1-0 Cubs in front.
Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
South Bend up 1-0 on Cinco de Mayo here at Jackson Field. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks so much for stopping in. Tyler Schlaefer, first pitch. And that's in there, strike one against Danny Bautista. Schlaefer. It's a tough one. Pitch. That comes in a little tight. One ball, one strike. Would you like the origin or just the spelling?
Use it in a sentence.
The pitcher today is Tyler Schlaefer. The pitch, that's up high. Two balls and a strike. The spelling is S-C-H-L-A-F-F-E-R. 2-1. That slides outside. It's kind of a mix of Schaefer and chauffeur. And you get Schlaefer. Right now, he's pitching well. Giving up a few hits, but no runs. This offering, fouled back by Danny Bautista. Danny's had a good series, 5-for-9, a double and a triple. Small sample size for him, but he's knocked in two. He's also been hit by a pitch. So he's getting on base, he's knocking guys in. The average is creeping up around 300. Righty-righty matchup, 3-2. Low and outside, Danny watched it all the way in, and he has drawn the first walk. He fits well in that nine spot with how productive he's been at the bottom of the order. A good guy to turn things over to get you back to the most productive part of the order. Johnny Butler steps in. Great to see him get a base hit in his first at bat. The pitch. Left-hander takes it down low. That because he was just 1-for-15 in this series coming into that plate appearance in the first. Has one walk, three strikeouts to go along now with his two hits this week. Schlaefer throws. Outside, 2-0.
Adam, let me put some guys in a box. Butler, Ari Belanales, Danny Bautista Jr. were all guys who were quality, productive offensive players for Lansing a year ago. So coming into this year, I was expecting each of them would also be productive. So it's been watching the slow starts. Belanales appears to have broken out. Bautista Jr. appears to have been getting things going. I think Butler's the next guy that you would like to see those good games start to string together.
I've got questions about this box.
Yeah, this
are
box.
Are they locked in the box? Are you going to bring them food? How long do they sit in the box?
It's a batter's box. You come in, you enter, you do your very best, and then they send you on their way, and they bring up the next guy.
Okay, that's fair.
When I was an intern, that was the first thing that I was asked was, hey, kid, can you find us the keys to the batter's box?
Of course, you can't just walk right into it. Here's a throw back to first. So you're grouping them all the same, though.
Yes, I'm saying the guys who were here in 2023, and we saw good things from, who were prominent members of the starting lineup.
2-0 pitch. Popped up. Left field, not deep, going out the shortstop, Rojas, in the left fielder, Piñango, and it's the shortstop, Rojas, two hands above his head. Makes the catch, gives Piñango a little push there as a joke, and he'll head back to the infield. One down.
I mean, we know that they're capable of producing here in the Midwest League. Henry Bolte is coming up, and this is his first taste of this league. So there is a little bit of, let's see how he adjusts. Let's see how big of a challenge it presents.
No doubt. That second year compared to the first, there's a big learning curve. Ready matchup, one on, one out. Throw back to Bautista, who slides in safe under the tag of Long. Different shades of blue on this Sunday. A lighter blue of turquoise for Lansing, a darker blue, more of a royal flavor for the Cubs. The pitch home. That's outside. Let me check in. Is royal correct there? Would you say royal, or how would you describe this darker blue?
Reminds me of, let's say, the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking Kansas, Kentucky, that kind of deeper, bolder blue.
1-0. That's inside and low. I just didn't know the shade. Two balls, no strikes.
It's the blue that if you were putting together a crayon box, right? The eight colors. This is the blue that you would get. It's blue blue.
Blue blue is what we'll go with.
That's Cubs blue.
2-0. That's down low. Three balls, no strikes on Bolte. 1-0 Cubs lead.
There's baby blue. There's Carolina blue. There's Honolulu blue. Then there's blue.
No, I like blue blue, actually. I think that's good. I think we got something there. 3-0. Inside ball four. And the man in the turquoise blue takes a trot down to first thanks to the pitch from the guy in the blue blue. And there are runners at first and second for Henry Bolte and Danny Bautista Jr. Will Simpson getting set to come to the plate. This is a lot of what we thought this series was going to be, Jesse. We came in with Lansing leading the league in walks and the South Bend Cubs giving up the most walks, yet we have not seen a ton of walks for Lansing standards through the first month of the season.
No, not at all. Especially coming off a Dayton Dragon series where we were seeing multiple walks in multiple innings. I mean, it wasn't just Will Simpson and it wasn't just Colby Halter. It was everybody drawing one, two, sometimes three walks in a game. And South Bend has come in here. And number one, they have limited their command problems. And number two, they have largely quieted some important bats. Not this guy, though.
5-for-18 for Will Simpson with five walks, two doubles, and a triple. 1-0 Cubs, bottom three. One on, two out, though, for the Nuts. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch home. Rocks it inside. Ball one. That's now five straight that have missed the zone from Tyler Schlaefer.
Also, five straight games for Henry Bolte drawing a walk.
Pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Lofted at the top of the zone. That's good news for Bolte because he's had strikeout numbers elevated to start his first year in high A, something you would expect as he learns the good pitching this league has to offer and the cold temperatures, too. 1-1. On the ground, bounce foul in front of Craig Conklin and the third base coach's box. The coach was in the box there. He's going to be able to field that one, but he's actually about five paces south of the third base box in anticipation of Bautista rounding third, and he gets a better view of should he stay or should he go. The pitch. That's inside. Two balls, two strikes.
Let me give you one more on Bolte. He had drawn walks in only one of his first 12 games. And two walks in that one game, that was it. He has nine walks in his last nine games.
How about that? Growth within the first month of the year. 2-2 pitch. That's way inside, and Simpson tiptoes back. And right now, Tyler Schlaefer is teetering with walking the bases loaded. Bautista walked. He's at second. Bolte walked. He's at first. 3-2 pitch to Simpson. Here it is. Popped up into the sky, out of play. Well, you say the word Simpson, and then you look up into the clouds, and it's got that opening of the Simpsons feel. The clouds all stagnant. Some blue back there, but the big, white, thick cumulus clouds intermixed between it. 3-2 pitch. Low and outside, just barely, but it's ball four, and Schlaefer has indeed walked him full. Walk it out, walk this way. I will walk 500 miles, whatever song you want to play. It's three walks, and now an opportunity for Brian Buelbas, the cleanup hitter, with the sacks packed. This is the guy you'd like to have up, four home runs. 17 knocked in. Ready, ready the pitch. Breaking ball stays up and in. Ball one. Will he lift the bat off his shoulder? More competitive walk to Simpson, but still a walk. The pitch home. Popped up behind home plate, and that's above us. Strike one.
This is the situation throughout the series, that South Bend has gotten the double play ball.
Well, boss, the only man with a home run for the Nuts this week. Opposite field to right. 1-1. Breaking ball tags that outside corner. And Brian Welbas, a long stare back to Evan Anderson. Did not like that call. It's a good-looking slider, though, that came right across and nipped the outer edge. 1-2 pitch. Checked it. Did he offer? No. Ball drops out of the zone. They did check with Travis Roberson, who's standing right behind the mound. He had a good view of it. We're even at 2-2.
This is what he's working on, Adam. He's a fastball changeup guy, so trying to add the better breaking stuff to make himself a better pitcher.
The pitch, swatted down the right field side, and tailing foul. Good swing right there. That had home run distance from Duelvas. Same spot he knocked it out earlier this week. He has shown he can go opposite field. Two balls, two strikes on the righty. The right-hander, Schlaefer, set on the hill. Bases loaded, one out. The pitch, low and we're full with the bags full. An action pitch upcoming here in the bottom of the third. Cubs leading 1-0.
This is where I ask, does he trust his slider enough to throw it now?
We're going to find out. 3-2. Outside corner, called strike three. Welbas hops up and down. He can't believe it. And he's got a big gasp of frustration after he checks in with Evan Anderson. Massive first punch out of the game for Tyler Schlaefer.
That is a dotted fastball.
A great pitch. Trackman says it's in the zone, bottom corner. Here's Aribe Angeles. First pitch down low, ball one. So the base is still loaded. There are two outs. Can Angeles deliver? 4-for-15 in this series. A double, he's knocked in five. He had a few of those last night. What was thought to be a Lugnuts win to the last moments. 1-0, checked it. Did he offer? No. He kept the red bat back just enough. He had turned his shoulders, but he kept the bat from coming all the way around, and he's got a friendly 2-0 count.
I would argue right now there's nobody seeing the ball better than Angeles in this Lansing order.
Pitch home. Takes that one all the way inside corner. Strike one. And that's kind of what we saw from him a couple of weeks ago in Lake County. He erupted with a massive series out there. The pitch. Chopper at the plate that comes back off of him. Two balls and two strikes. But the base is loaded. All because of walks. Lansing had a run, or check that, a hit in the first, and then two hits in the second. They don't have a hit here in the third, but three walks have a man on every base. Bautista at third, Bolte at second, Simpson at first. A break-even pitch. Here it is. Walloped out to left field, hit well. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will! Grand slam! Aribe Angeles! He's busted it open on Cinco de Mayo!
Hanging breaking ball. And if there's one batter on this Lansing team you don't want to hang a breaker to, right now it's Aribe Angeles. He launched it down the line.
Just the second home run in this series for the Nuts, but a massive one. A pitch home. Colby Holzer takes it inside. Lansing now has a couple grand slams this year. Will Simpson had one back in mid-April in the second game of that doubleheader against Great Lakes. A pitch. Bouncing ball towards first. Charging on a couple hops. Long has it. Turns, tags the bag at first. And that does it. Well, they say walks come back to haunt you. They certainly rang true with that statement here in the third. The Lugnuts put up four in the third and lead 4-1 thanks to the Angeles slam to left.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you. Thank you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Are you having a grand Sunday? We are. A grand slam from A. Uribiel Angeles. It's 4-1 Lansing as we come back for the fourth. And a lead now for the Lansing Locos. First pitch is outside, ball one. Luis Carrasco steps in and takes over as he is the back end of the piggyback pitching tandem today for Lansing. Pitch. This is launched out to left field. Back goes Masterman towards the track, jumps up, and he makes the catch. Just a little bunny hop and a skip out there. He's got it. And there's one away to open up Carrasco's outing in the fourth. Think of that as there's a mini hurdle out there on the warning track. Well, Masterman just skipped right over the top of it and in stride made the catch. There's one away. Here comes Yohendrick Piñango. 4-1, Locos, top four. The pitch, that comes in, check swing, basically, to make sure that doesn't come in and get him. And he fends off the pitch, strike one. And at the bat pitch to Piñango. The pitch, low and outside, one ball, one strike. For Carrasco, 6'1", 240, 22-year-old out of Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2018. Last year, he was in Stockton, California. Pitch. Grabs that outside corner. 1-2. Nice-looking off-speed stuff that hung up on that left side of the plate. Carrasco works from the stretch with the bases clear. One away, top four. The pitch. Popped up, center field, Boltsy under it. Now steps a couple to his right, reaches up, makes the catch. Two outs, line out to left, a fly out to center. Carrasco, the righty, talking about a couple of fastballs. He's got the four-seam and two-seam fastball. And a cut fastball. How about three fastballs? Slider and a changeup. How dare I limit his fastball repertoire. Here's Jonathan Long. First pitch to the righty, drops in. That was one of those fastballs. Strike one.
Would you like a large? Would you like a grande?
I'd like a grande slam is what I'd like.
Yes, sir.
The 0-1. That's low and inside. Now remember, kids, it's grand slam. It's not grand slam home run. That's redundant, and Bill King would shun you for that. Check out his book, The Renaissance Man. The 1-1 pitch. That's down low, 2-1. Grand slam from A. Uribiel Angeles to knock this one open and make it 4-1. Pitch home. This is on the ground right at the first baseman, eaten up by Bautista, and then he didn't know where the ball landed. It's picked up by Carrasco. It's an error on Danny Bautista Jr. to keep this inning alive. It's an unfortunate one at that. Because Bautista, even by not fielding it clean, he knocks it down. He can go gather, and you would think that Carrasco was going to be to the bag in time, but he spun around. He couldn't find the ball that was sitting just to the right of him. There's Felix Stevens with one on, two out. The pitch. Right-hander takes it outside. Ball one. By the way, for Eurybio Angeles, that's his third home run this year, which puts him in second place. Henry Bolte behind Brian Buelbas, cleanup man who's got four. 1-0 pitch. That's in there, bottom of the zone, strike one. The pitch. That's down low, 2-1. Okay, let's get into this. Chris Snyder has posed the question, the voice of Jacksonfield.
Yes.
Welcome back. You say solo home run, you say two-run homer, three-run homer. Why not grand slam home run?
Well, it's like solo homer. You don't say one-run home run.
The pitch. That's low and outside. It's as simple as this, Chris. You don't know how much a home run is unless you say solo, two-run, or three-run. When you say the words grand slam, nobody asks and says, how many runs do they get, right? So that's why.
Four-run home run.
Yeah, four-run home run. We know it's a grand slam. There you go. A Sunday lesson for you. 3-1. This is launched out to left. This could be a two-run homer. Back goes Cameron Masterman. Jumps up, and it is a two-run shot. And this game is back to within a run. Number five for Felix Stevens and his third of this series.
Whenever he's able to get his arms extended and then lean into it, he is just such a strong man. His batting practice is a show to watch. And sometimes that extends into the game, right? It's his third homer of the series.
And how about South Bend again? Capitalizing. Every time Lansing makes a mistake, they make them pay. That's the mark of a good offense. Check back in 2 days ago, right? It was the third inning that day. It was Rafael Morel. That's kicked back up over the netting, strike one. 4-3, Lansing leads top four. There were two outs in the third inning, and Judkins got a ground ball to second. Jose Escorche didn't field it. Garcia reached on an error, and then two pitches later, Ramirez knocked it out of the park. Pitch, that bends in, inner corner, strike two. Here, what looked like a pretty simple play at first, Bautista didn't field it clean, but then he couldn't find the ball. And then five pitches later, Stevens hits the two-run shot to home run hill. 1-1. Outside corner, and that's called strike three. My apologies, it was 0-2. But a strikeout for Carrasco to bounce back after the home run. His first punch out. It's a one-run lead, though, for the Locos as we extend to the bottom of the fourth.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Tight one here in the bottom of the fourth. couple of home runs to get us some runs. 7 total on 6 hits. It's 4-3. And a new man on the mound for the Cubs.
Nick Hull is now in, Adam.
All right, thank you very much. I missed the second number of the two. Pitch, this is on the ground over towards third. Swallowed up by Morrell to his left and throws to first and one pitch. And the birthday boy, Cameron Masterman, is out on one pitch. I think I heard someone shout out a happy birthday to him, though, right before he got that first swing in.
Good.
Happy 25th. So Nick Hall in to try and preserve a one-run game. And we get a pitch clock violation right away on Carlos Amaya. So he's behind in the hole 0-1. Pitch home. This is fouled back. No balls, two strikes. He pulled his pants all the way down to the shoe tops there. The black socks aren't showing anymore.
Trying to change his luck?
I guess so. I was about to say black and yellow, but no more. He's just got yellow and white. Ankle guard on that front left foot. Pitch home. That's fouled out of play. No balls, two strikes on Amaya. Grand slam from Aribil Angeles in the third. But then a Felix Stevens two-run shot in the top of this inning because an error from Bautista at first extended it. Unfortunate circumstance. 1-2. That's down low. Check swing does not go. So Amaya stays up there. Get you some trivia here in this fourth inning in just a moment as the sun is trying to peek through the clouds here. Lighten it up a little bit as we push past 2 o'clock on this Cinco de Mayo. Hall set and throws. Lashed up in the air to right field, not deep. Long run, Stevens is coming in, still going out, and it drops in for a single. Amaya rounds, there's a throwback to first. He slides down and basically wraps himself around the bag at first. But it's a single for Amaya, he's aboard.
Hey, what do you know? He changed his luck.
Changed his look, changed his luck. I like it. I like it a lot.
Will you like this trivia question, though?
Yeah, I like that Jesse has got one for us today. So I'll just sit aside here as Danny Bautista Jr. steps in. Nick Hall set from the stretch. And the pitch slides in on the outside corner, strike one. Okay, take it away.
There is a member of the South Bend Cubs coaching staff who was traded for a former Lansing Lugnut. Name the Cubs coach. Name the former Lugnut that he was traded for.
All right. I like it. 0-1 pitch. Checked it. Did not offer. Down low. Ball one to Bautista Jr. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Your email. Send in to us. Let us know what you think. Read your answers off in the bottom of the seventh. Or maybe the bottom of the eighth, depending on what happens in the game.
We get distracted. It's baseball.
You want sixth inning slang or seventh? The pitch. This is on the ground, hit back up the middle. A swiping stop from short by Rojas, and in the air mails it towards the Lugnuts dugout. Amaya's around second. He's over to third. They're at the corners with one out.
We nearly had a race for the plate, too, because there was nobody guarding the dish. Casey Opitz had to get back there in a hurry. Otherwise, Amaya was going to keep on rolling. But there for Jefferson Rojas, you get there, and then his hand gets underneath the baseball and all that air.
I would imagine base hit and then an error on Rojas. And if that's the case, Danny Bautista Jr. has been a master at hitting the bouncing ball back up the middle, making it difficult for short and second to handle in this series. Here's Johnny Butler, the pitch home. That's down low. Good knockdown by Opitz. Ball one. And it is, in fact, a single and then an error. So that's the first error today on South Bend, their 39th, which leads the league this year.
Danny is Mr. Babbitt. It just puts the ball into play, and things happen.
Pitch home. That's on the outside corner. Strike one.
I mean, he doesn't hit it all that hard. So it's place hitting.
That's all you need. Batting average on balls in play. BAPIP. And that's part of the game. One of those put it in play, good things can happen. 1-1 pitch. Twisted up in the air, but out of play. Third base side. It's 1-2. Wouldn't this be big for Lansing? They give up the 2-run shot in the fourth. Lead has been cut to just 1 after a grand slam. They can come right back, put the pressure on South Bend, and get some runs. Or just a run against the new reliever, Nick Hull. 6 foot, 205 pounder from Edmonds, Washington. Seventh round selection in 2022. From the stretch, the righty is set. The lefty waits and throws back to first. And the tag comes on the back of Bautista. He's in safely, though. Butler with a base hit in the first, flied out to short in the third. 1-2 pitch. Reaches and fouls it back as it rolls to the Lugnuts dugout, first baseline. Cubs won the series yesterday with their fourth victory in 5 days, a come-from-behind win. Seen them do that a couple of times this week. 1-2 pitch. On the ground, hit over to the first baseman. It's a backhand by Long. Throws to second to Rojas. Back to first. Late and in to score comes Amaya. An RBI fielder's choice for Butler. 5-3 Nuts leading. A moment there where you wondered if Long was going to come home. He got to him really quickly. He was facing home plate. Throw back to Long at first, and Butler is in safe. He elected to try and get the double play. Butler beat it out. Lansing tacks on a run. 5-3 advantage. Here comes number 3, Henry Pulte from the right side. Pitch home. Too tall, ball 1. Pulte has batted a couple of times in this one. Double play in the first. Walk and a run scored in the third, thanks to that grand swing from Angeles. 1-0 pitch. Yanked up behind him, out of play. Strike 1. Big thing with Pulte has been the strikeout numbers. If he could limit those, you feel like you got something really special up there, because he's had 5 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs. 44 strikeouts, just 12 walks in his first 96 at-bats. That pitch comes in down low, 2-1.
The scouting report on Henry when he was first drafted was, he's just going to be raw. He's going to take time. But if you work with him, you put in that time, there's so much power, there's so much speed.
I'll give him some time. Goodness, he's 20 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
2-1 pitch. It's a miss down low, and then a throwback to first. 3-1.
Spent a long time at the complex. Then all of last year with Stockton. My assumption is he's going to spend all of this year with Lansing. The A's are saying you're part of our long-term future.
And I think that's a good idea. 3-1 pitch. That's outside and low. Ball 4. It's another walk. We just talked about it the last time he's up. The more walks he's drawing. So first and second, and here we go with the Nuts getting base runners via walk again. That's now 4 walks in this game through 3 2/3.
The pitchers have been nibbling to this next batter, right? You've been working carefully with Will Simpson. You face the guys hitting after him. I wonder here, first and second, 2 gone, if Nick Hull is going to come after him. And we've seen South Bend attack Will with the breaking stuff.
Well, this is the game where you see if Lansing can make them pay for the mistakes. Will Simpson has it go wide. It gets away from Opitz to the backstop. Both guys advance up on the wild pitch. Butler to third, Pulte to second.
Boy, that's a first pitch slider. And Hull wanted to be so careful with it. He's trying to get it low and away right on the corner. Not even close. Nothing Opitz could have done.
And as Opitz handles that baseball, he comes out, hand delivers it to Hull. Has a quick word with him on the hill.
I think you talk about, hey, do we actually want to give him anything to hit? First base is now open. Would you rather be careful? If he expands, he expands. But if he doesn't, let's go to work on Guelbas.
I think it's a good point. Guelbas has shown he's a little bit more susceptible to the strikeouts. More walks for Simpson. Guelbas struck out looking in the third. But either way, you're playing with fire here right through the middle of the order. Again, Lansing has had these chances in this series, but they haven't necessarily taken advantage of them. Did back in the third inning, though. The pitch. This is hit high up right field side. Foul territory coming in is Stevens. Long goes out and runs out of room as it caroms off the bleacher seats and is grabbed by a youngster down the right field side.
Adam, that is a 93-mile-an-hour fastball right down the chute.
That's what we're talking about. Those ones that when they make the mistakes, you got to make them pay.
Just a little late right now.
And that's the little difference that changes the outcome of a game. Lugnuts lead this game, though, 5-3. 1-1 pitch. That's kicked back off the netting. Simpson was on that one, but just a little underneath of it. 1-2.
I think that's back-to-back mistakes by Hall. That is not where he wants to put his fastball. But now he's got the cat in his favor. He's got options.
Go back to that slider that just got away from Opitz. Here it is. It is the slider. This one Opitz is able to handle. Simpson doesn't swing. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 5-3 lead thanks to an error from Jefferson Rojas. Each team with an error in this game. It's brought in 2 runs for South Bend. It's brought in 1 run for Lansing. 5-3, Locos, bottom 4. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on, 2nd and 3rd. The pitch. Slider is hit right back off the foot of Hall, and then it caroms to third base. In comes Butler, 6-3 on the RBI single from Simpson. Now they check on Hall, who tried to kind of jump out of the way and got that one straight off his foot. Bolte, by the way, got to third on that. There was no chance for the Cubs. Sometimes you see a carom, and there's still an opportunity to get the out. But that one hit right off of him and came directly towards third base's line. And it was right in the middle of third base and home. And it was a straight shot there off of Hull as he's getting peeked at by the training staff out there. It's Nick Roberts that's out having a look at him.
I just want to see how much weight he can put on it first.
Can he put the weight on it? And then can he pitch? Goes to the rosin bag here. And he's going to take a warm-up toss or two. We're taking a peek back at the replay. What a swing from Simpson. Slider was there for him, and he nailed it off that front right foot. And it certainly surprised Hall as he hopped to the mound after taking it. And it looks like he's okay, good enough to stay in the game, which is great news for him.
I think the back of the right ankle, man.
But again, there's another moment where Lansing takes advantage of a mistake. So an error provides 2 runs now. Lansing gives back the 2 that they just gave up.
You've got a batter here who can take advantage of a mistake, and you've got the hottest hitter of the team waiting in the on-deck circle. This is a crucial turning point.
Righty-righty matchup, the pitch. Ryan Guelbas takes it up and in, ball 1. Yes, indeed, Lansing has a chance to open this up. The sun has just come out for the first time in this game. Brightening up the diamonds on a Capital City Market Kids Day. 1-0 pitch. Guelbas takes the slider low, 2 balls, no strikes. Bolte is at third. Simpson is at first. Guelbas, the home run leader with 4. Had one earlier this week. 2-tone bat, his gold batting gloves wrapped around it. 2-0 pitch. Yanks it out to left field, and it's down for a base hit, rolling towards the wall. Bolte comes in to score. It's picked up by Pinyango. The wave around coming from Simpson. The throw gets cut off. A 2-run double for Brian Guelbas. 8-3, Locos.
His hands are so quick. fastball in on him. And Brian Wilbas whipped around and ripped that baseball.
Jesse, here's this offense that we have been seeing the first few weeks of the season that in large part has been shut down this week in these spots. Angeles, the eighth batter to come to the plate in a four-run fourth. The pitch. Number four pops it up, shallow left field, foul territory. Morel has room, makes the catch, and that is going to do it. So we talked about it yesterday. Revenge of the fifth, perhaps, today on May 5th, 2024. The Nuts get four in the fourth. They have scored four in the third and the fourth. They lead 8-3 as we head to the fifth. On the fifth, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with you after this.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable. 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four in the third inning, and four more in the fourth inning. Hey, it's 8-3 Lansing Locos as we open up the fifth. Luis Carrasco toes the rubber. 8-9-1 for South Bend to oppose him. Righty Carrasco to Casey Opitz, the switch hitting catcher. The first offering of the fifth inning. Laced foul up the right side. There's a group of kids running around, a couple of them wearing their balloon hats. We have a balloon artist who shows up here on Capital City Market Kids Days, and you can see all the work that is getting done. And 0-1, up and away, ball and a strike. Adam, as I was walking around earlier today, I saw a big balloon guitar. Capital City Market Kids Day, it's a thing here.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Here's the swing and a little pop-up. Left of the mound, third baseman Simpson wants it and has it toward the plate. One away. You know, the impressive thing, was it Fenway Park in balloons, or was it Wrigley Field?
Oh, I don't know.
Here comes Rivas Garcia. The number nine hitter in the order. He struck out his first time. Here's the pitch. Outside corner called a strike. But you see, in that strikeout, he got double-teamed. It was a handicap match. Luis Morales, the first two strikes. Jason Sanchez finished him off. Only Luis Carrasco against him here. And he chops it right of the mound. Second baseman, Halter snares. Those to first. Two gone. 8-3 Locos. Hey, Adam, when you were on the call, you got a couple of four-run rallies. How about the Locos offense opening things up?
They needed it. It's been there all series long, chances for them, and they just have not been able to put them together. But they did. That's got to feel good for them offensively.
And now looking for the shutdown inning. Brett Bateman, batting left. Takes a called strike from Carrasco. Shutdown inning is anytime your offense scores, and then the pitcher going back to the hill, the very next half inning, do you put up a zero? Bateman is one for one with a double and a walk, trying to reach base for a third time. He takes a ball outside. He is now hitting .363, and his on-base percentage is up to .500. Basically, it's Brett Bateman, and it's Pedro Ramirez who are vying with Lansing's Will Simpson for all the big offensive categories. The 1-1 misses off the outside corner. Just looking in, coming into play today. Leading batting average in the Midwest League, Pedro Ramirez 1, Will Simpson 2. That's a 2-1 hitter's count for Bateman. Line foul, left side, strike 2. Off the sweet level in the clubhouse, and it stays right there. On base percentage in the Midwest League, Alex Freeland for Great Lakes, number 1, then Simpson, and then Bateman. Now Ramirez and Bateman, what a series. Ramirez 0 for 2 today. He's on deck. He leads the league in hits. Bateman takes a called strike 3. Down for the first time here today. Second strike at Luis Carrasco. Broke it in, clipped the corner, sends us to the bottom of the fifth inning. Locos leading 8-3, halfway to the house from Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A call to the bullpen for the Cubbies. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Lansing Locos are leading, and the score is 8-3. Glad to have you along here with us. It's Aaron Perry who's now in, making his Cubs organizational debut, the man out of Hurricane High School in West Virginia. Born in Charleston, 14th rounder of the Red Sox in 2017. Just signed, just assigned, and here he is for South Bend, dealing to Colby Halter. Up and away, ball one. So welcome to the Midwest League. Welcome to the South Bend Cubs, Aaron Perry. And Nick Hall went one inning. Remember, he got hit by the liner by Will Simpson off his ankle. Halter takes a ball inside, 2-0.
And I appreciate the numerical order that the Cubs are using in their pitching rotation today.
How about this? Halter, Masterman, Amaya, 6-7-8. The deal. Strike called outside corner. Number 20 started the game, Tyler Schlaefer. He went three innings. Nick Hull, wearing number 21, pitched the fourth. Number 22, Aaron Perry, here in the fifth. Halter takes the ball inside.
Now, of course, 22, you bust, Jesse.
Ah.
It's got to be 21.
I do not see a number 23 on their roster. Am I missing it?
LeBron James, he's out there.
Well, there you go. Here's the 3-1. Halter fouls it up and away, left side. Aaron Perry last played for the Greenville Drive. 2023, 19 appearances, all of them out of the pen. Struck out 28 batters in 21 and a third innings. Perry to Halter. A chopper hit over the pitcher. Shortstop Rojas from shallow center. The throw to first is late. Halter just runs too well. Infield single, Colby Halter. Wait, hang on. If the ball is fielded by the infielder on the outfield grass, is it still an infield single?
That's tough. I think so.
It's a leg hit.
Yeah. Too many bounces, though. He's got good speed. Nice job by Halter to beat it out.
By the way, I found Hurricane High School's nickname. Here's Cameron Masterman. Strike called on the outside corner.
Don't disappoint here.
I know what you want it to be. It isn't. There are several different Hurricane High Schools, by the way. A ball low and away, skipped up by the catcher, Opitz. There's a Hurricane High School in Hurricane, Utah. Their yearbook is called The Typhoon, I'm reading.
I don't get any hurricanes out there in Utah.
A throw over to first base, Halter dives back in. They're the Hurricane Tigers, located on Tiger Boulevard in Hurricane, Utah. And then there's Hurricane West Virginia, Hurricane High School in Hurricane. They are the Hurricane Redskins. The 1-1, Cameron Masterman to short, off the glove of Rojas, trickles away, everybody's safe. Halter up to second, Masterman on at first with a single, and he's 2-for-3 on his birthday. Two men on, nobody out for Carlos Amaya. Immediate trouble for the debuting Aaron Perry.
So you're telling me...
I'm telling you.
There's multiple Hurricane High Schools.
Yes.
And not one of them are the Hurricane Hurricanes.
No.
That seems
the
like
Hurricane
a...
Hurricane Cyclones.
That seems like a missed opportunity.
Hurricane West Virginia was named after Hurricane Creek. George Washington commissioned surveyors who looked at it and said, this place must have been hit by a hurricane. And so that's why they named it. Carlos Amaya takes a called strike. It's on the western side of West Virginia, which I will have you know that Virginia extends farther west than West Virginia. As a native Marylander, I would always wonder, why don't you just call it North Virginia? But there is a Northern Virginia. Ground ball foul left side. West Virginia is farther to the north than Northern Virginia, but Virginia extends farther west than West Virginia. Explain that one.
Here's the situation. They're not talking about West Virginia. They're talking about the western part of Virginia. Watch it on TikTok, folks. It's hilarious.
Aaron Perry from the western side of West Virginia deals, and Amaya takes a ball high.
I don't have a TikTok, nor will I ever get one, but that is the funniest TikTok still to this day. I love it.
The weekly newspaper in Hurricane is the Hurricane Breeze. 1-2 pitch to Amaya. Breaking ball waved at him, missed. He got him. You figure a guy from Hurricane might be bringing the hard stuff. But the hook from Perry and his first strikeout with the Cubs.
My favorite part is they start the TikTok with, here's the situation. So now every time you say this, you say, here's the situation.
Here's the situation.
A good amount. And every time you say it, I think of that Take Me Home West Virginia song TikTok. It's hilarious.
8-3 Locos, 2-1 out, last of the fifth. The pitch to Danny Bautista Jr. runs up and in. Here's the situation, Adam.
In the song Take Me Home, they're not talking about West Virginia. They're talking about the western part of Virginia.
Which, by the way, you know I believe. Utterly incorrect. John Denver wrote that about Maryland. Bautista Jr., it's a fly ball out to center. Brett Bateman backs up, tracks it near the track, makes the catch. At second base, the tag by Halter. He tries him, and he slides in feet first ahead of the throw. Masterman returns to first base. There's out number two.
Where is that you grew up?
It's Maryland.
Oh, okay.
As some people would say where I come from, Maryland.
Merlin.
What I'd always heard was that John Denver wrote Country Roads about the hills of Maryland, but Maryland just does not work within the constraints of the song. The syllables don't match up. But West Virginia, Mountain Mama, see, that's just perfect. Halter, third, Masterman at first to bring up Johnny Butler. The deal. Up and in. There's the fastball. You know, Cy Young, whom they named the pitching award for, Cy, short for Cyclone, for his fastball.
Threw a no-hitter on this day back in 1904 against the Philly A's.
Did he? The 1-0, swing and a miss. Timely.
This is my backup trivia question for you today, Jesse.
Do you know what Cy Young's first name was?
You've asked me this before, and I always forget.
Denton. Can you imagine a pitcher named Dent? Dent Young. Denton True Young. But at a fastball as fast as a cyclone.
Know of a Dimitri Young.
Oh, yes. And Dalman. The 1-1 pitch. Up and in. Do you remember Dimitri Young's nickname?
Ooh.
I'm testing you now.
I remember his swing more than other. He had this tight swing.
Yes. He was the meat hook.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Hitters count 2-1 for Butler. On its way, fly ball left field for Pinyango comes in. He waits. He has it with a hop. The inning is over, and it's a scoreless frame for Aaron Perry.
Sixth inning slang coming up, baby. Let's go.
Okay. First and third, they're stranded. Let's go to the sixth. It's the Locos 8, the Cubbies 3.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Pedro Ramirez is coming up to lead off the top of the sixth inning for the South Bend Cubs. The Cubs are down 8-3. Lansing Locos right-hander Luis Carrasco enters his third inning of work. He's allowed one hit. It was a two-run homer by Felix Stevens. He has struck out two. He has walked nobody. Ramirez, Rojas, Pinyango, 2-3-4. The pitch, and Ramirez takes ball one up and away. Adam Jackson by my side, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Finale of the six-game series. Finale of a 12-game homestand. The deal. Outside. Ramirez is 0-2 today. In the first inning, he grounded to second. In the third inning, he flied out to left. He has been magnificent as of late. Here's the pitch. It's a high fly out to right center field. Soaring toward Bolte and Grubas, tracking it deep. Bolte with the catch way out there on the warning track. Deepest part of the ballpark and out number one.
It's amazing. That ball goes to right field. It's a home run. His third of the series. Instead, you said it. He hit it out to the gap, and the Lugnuts just had enough room to catch it.
According to TrackMan, 365 feet, it felt longer. Out there, the wall at its deepest point is 407 feet. And Henry Bolte was maybe a couple of steps away from the wall. Well, now here's Jefferson Rojas, who pops it up. Foul ground, first base side, Batista Jr., catcher Amaya over. It's Amaya with it with a two-hand squeeze. Two outs. Let's get into some sixth-inning slang.
Jesse, I got one for you today.
All right. I have handed Adam the Baseball America Scouting Dictionary.
The Bible. Today, your sixth-inning slang, need to know what a 5 o'clock hitter is.
Okay. Answer coming up in the bottom half of this inning. I have several different reference books around me. I've got the 1950 Phillies Book of Slang. Here's the pitch. Yoenjik Pinyango takes ball one outside. Two outs, nobody on. Locos 8, Cubs 3. We also have The Complete Guide to Baseball Slang published in 1980. And now you've got the Baseball America Scouting Dictionary. Pinyango, it's a high bouncer off the glove of Batista Jr. It bounces into right field. Pinyango's around first base, a long wheel. Batista Jr. fires blindly into second as Pinyango just heads back to first base. It's a single for Yoenjik Pinyango. He had wheeled around first. The pitcher Carrasco is over there to cover. There might have been a play. but the throw ended at second base. And now the batter's Jonathan Loane.
Hey, Jesse, quick question.
Yeah.
What was our sixth inning slang yesterday?
Alabaster Blaster. Ball one low and away to Loane. Was that just an Alabaster Blaster?
I think so.
Hey.
Speaking it into existence today.
By the way, Pedro Ramirez, who flied out to begin the inning, he's 25 for his last 51. High fly, down the right side, twisting, twisting, twisting. It's foul. Loane never ran. Pinyanga, meanwhile, is halfway between second and third.
Oh, he got a ricochet off a pole out there, and it bounced back into the street. It's just roving around in the gutter right now. It's on Larch Street.
See, whenever we'd play baseball in the street outside my house growing up, you'd have to worry about those gutter balls.
Mm.
Different gutter ball than, let's say, if you go bowling. One ball, one strike on Loane. Carrasco sets. Righty to righty. Ground ball punched on the right side. Halter hoovers. Fires to first. Side retired. On the ground out to the second baseman. The single by Pinyango stranded in a scoreless frame. Heading to the bottom of the sixth inning from Jackson Field, the Locos are leading South Bend 8-3.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We would like to welcome Aaron Perry back to the mound in his South Bend Cubs debut. Fired a scoreless fifth inning, and now for the bottom of the sixth, his Cubs are down 8-3 in Lansing. The Cubs have won the four of the first five games in the series. So today, to determine whether Lansing wins 2 out of 6 or the Cubs get 5 of the 6. And these are the only matchups of the whole year. Perry's pitch, down an in-ball one to Henry Bolte. It's Bolte, Simpson, Buelbas, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. A Lansing win would leave Lansing 5-7 on this 12-game homestand against Dayton and South Bend. The deal. Bolte takes ball 2 inside. He is 0-1 with a double play grounder and a couple of walks. Walked and scored a run in the 4-run third. Walked and scored a run in the 4-run fourth inning. 2 balls and 0 strikes, righty to righty. Pitch on its way. Low for ball 3. Hey, Henry Bolte. So now 14 walks drawn this year in 24 games. 3 balls, no strikes. You figure with an 8-3 lead, this is the red light, right? Here it comes. It is the red light, and it's a called strike 1.
Green light on the pitch, though.
Good point. A bird swoops around right in front of the broadcast booth. 3-1 pitch is low, and he's walked for a third time today. Bolte down to first. Will Simpson advancing to the batter's box. Our sixth inning slang does not encompass Will Simpson, does not encompass Henry Bolte. It's not something that you would like to be labeled.
5 o'clock hitter, Jesse.
It's a guy who looks great at 5 o'clock. Here's the pitch to Simpson, swinging a foul tip at home. And I think, Adam, before we get into this, just to let everyone know the schedule. So for 7 o'clock game, the home team takes BP 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. The visiting team takes BP 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. and then the grounds crew gets the field from 6 to 7.
It's a guy that's got BP pop.
Yes. That's a guy who looks great in BP. At 5 o'clock, marvelous. How is he at 7? A strike one pitch, Perry to Simpson. Low and away. But the home plate umpire, Evan Anderson, says you went too far, strike two.
Some of us are 0 o'clock hitters. Don't look good anytime we go up there to the plate.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking about myself.
Are you talking to me?
I could be talking to you. Probably could be talking to everybody up here in the press box.
There used to be a Lansing Lugnuts softball team. 0-2 pitch from Perry. Simpson hits a bouncer down toward third, but foul, wide of the bag. Morrell was over trying to field. The Lugnuts softball team, it was a blast, and guess what? Turns out I can hit a softball.
You know what? I think we got to bring that back.
Yes,
I would absolutely play.
It was great.
Let's play on Mondays.
Now, when you took on the gyms or the bars, they generally had some ringers. An 0-2 pitch. Went around too far on the breaking ball, down in the dust. Simpson strikes out, blocked well by Opitz. Second strikeout for Perry, one away in the sixth inning. But it was something that, it was a true joy, especially when the summer heads into autumn and all the leagues start up again.
The gyms and the bars, those teams, they're the individuals that take it too serious. So,
and they did.
They yell at the umpires.
And they did.
They talk smack to the opposing team, just trying to have a good time.
Here's Brian Buelbas. Bolte runs, the pitch fouled off into the screen. Strike one.
I feel like on top of your softball skills, you'd be the peacemaker.
Well, I almost got ejected from a game in college.
Whoa.
Turns out the umpire did not like me, I don't know, shouting, that's foul, that's foul. You know, I'm very energetic. I can be loud, and I will, you know, call out what I think a call should be, and the umpire might not appreciate that. And a one for Buelbas. A ground ball hit on the left side. Shortstop Rojas backhands. It was across the body to first. Picked over there by Long. Buelbas is out. Bolte into second. But my move in softball has always been I hit it the other way. In general, where the worst fielders placed has been second base, right field. And so I can just wait back in the ball a little bit more. Inside out, a line drive into right center, and I've got myself a double or triple each time. That's my move.
Your OBP, your slugging is outstanding.
Here's Avery Bielanales. Righty to righty. Strike one called outside corner. Avery Bielanales, his slugging, it's pretty good. 1-for-3 grand slam. Locos are leading 8-3, last of the sixth. How about you? What's your move in baseball, softball, whatever it might be?
Watch.
There's the 0-1. Breaking in there. Strike two called from Perry.
No, I think the same thing. My dad played and was on a championship slow pitch softball team. He'd just pinch run for everybody, all the big guys that didn't want to get on base and run around him.
Perry's 0-2. Anales lines it down the right field line toward the corner. It's foul. Can I tell you the unwritten rule that I learned in softball? Maybe you know of others. In baseball in general, what's a batter trying to do in order to make sure that you're getting right is you hit it back up the middle, right? Back through the middle, back through the middle. The unwritten rule in softball is don't hit it at the pitcher. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Try to take it back up the middle. No. Don't hit it back at the pitcher. Broke the unwritten rule. 0-2 from Perry to Anales. Here it comes. Breaking ball, grounded weakly past the mound. Shortstop Rojas grabs, fires to first. He's safe. Anales beats it out. And Bolte to third. So a grand slam and a banjo hit for Avery Bielanales today.
They'll work the same. Gets on base for both of them. Great hustle down the line. Lansing again. They've been pretty good in two-out situations today, scoring runs. We'll see if they can get more.
Colby Halter now. Two hit games for the Locos. 5, 6, and 7 hitters. Anales, Halter, and Masterman have all notched a pair of hits. Lansing is 11 hits as a unit. Bolte at third. Anales at first. Two gone, leading 8-3. The pitch. up and away. Ball one to Colby. Berhalter, infield singles to second in the second inning, to shortstop in the fifth inning. Now Anales will run at first base. There's the 1-0. Fly ball pounded out to center field. Bateman goes back, turns around, nears the track. He has it in front of the wall. And then he feels the cushion behind him. Colby Halter took it for a ride. 374 feet for the final out of the sixth inning. And let's go to the seventh. A walk, a single, two left, no runs. It remains the Locos 8, the Cubs 3.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
You can catch Ken Korak today on the call of one of the hottest teams in baseball, your Oakland Athletics, going for a seventh straight win this afternoon out at the Coliseum. That is just behind Minnesota Twins, who have won 12 in a row. Those Oakland Athletics back to 500 have a chance to climb over it with a sweep today against the Marlins. Here are the Lugnuts, their affiliate at the high A level, lead 8-3. Luis Carrasco back out against Felix Stevens. The pitch, that's in there at the bottom of the zone, strike one. Stevens had the two-run homer in the fourth. That's the last runs the Cubs have scored. And we are a few innings later in the seventh. Three hits today is all for the Cubs. The pitch drops low and inside. Stevens with three home runs in this series. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Brasco's done a pretty good job. He did give up that home run in that fourth inning to Stevens, but only a base hit since then. Three total hits, two extra base hits. Pitch. That's down low. 2-2. Train passes by. That's just east, I'd say northeast of the stadium as it runs almost parallel up the road on Michigan Avenue. 2-2 pitch. That's just a little bit low with the slider. And we're full 3-2. It complements the four-seam, two-seam, and cut fastball along with the changeup for Carrasco, the 22-year-old. Big fella on the hill. 6-1, 240. 3-2 pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Boy, that looked like it was right in there. He did not. It is ball four. It was just a touch low and perhaps maybe a little bit outside as well. Close miss. So one on, nobody out. Here comes Rafael Morel. By the way, Lansing heads out of town on Tuesday. We'll go up the road to Dow Diamond and take on the Loons. Pitch, that comes in and it hit Morel, and he gets first base. Not a good start here, and Craig Conklin is now fast walking out of the dugout. He wants to chat about what happened there. And I think he's just going to go and ask to see if maybe that hit the bat, if it did hit the arm of Morel or not. And so Evan Anderson goes out, talks with Travis Roberson right now to see what he saw. And it is an HBP. So Craig Conklin not going to get what he was hoping for, and the first two have reached here in this seventh inning. Potentially here an offering for the Cubs to get back into this one. In the meantime, Morrell is again getting checked out by Nick Roberts, who was out there earlier to check out Hull, who got hit on the foot on a Will Simpson line drive that came back onto the mound. Looks like Morrell is all right, though, as he takes off his gear. He's going to head down to first base. So two on, nobody out in the seventh. And remember, we've got the all-dangerous top of the order coming up. Opitz and Garcia, the 8-9 batters, and then it's Bateman, Ramirez, Rojas, Piñango if this thing extends. This is the avenue for the Cubs to get back in this game. We'll see how Carrasco responds. Opitz 0 for 2. Lefty waits, the righty throws. Poked out to shallow left field. Angeles going out, but it dunks in right in front of him. Stevens is around third. Here comes the throw from Masterman. It's up the line. The tag is late, and the Cubs have a run for the first time since the fourth. A bloop single for Opitz. It's 8-4. Morrell gets over to third. Just not a lot on that, but enough to put it in the right spot between Masterman and Angeles on the left side of the infield and outfield. And now it's Don Schulze that'll come out. So far it's been pretty calm in terms of the threat here from the Cubs, but these have been their innings. I mean, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Let's take a peek at these innings the last few days. Yesterday, Cubs won 7-6. They scored 3 in the 9th, 2 in the 8th, and 1 in the 7th. You go back a couple of days ago, they won 3-0. Their third run came in the 9th. Then you go back a few more days to Wednesday. They scored a run in the 8th, 3 in the 9th. Then you go back to the opener, where they scored a run in the 7th, a run in the 8th, and 3 in the 9th. These have been the most dangerous half innings. You put two and two together. It has been the struggles in the bullpen for Lansing that have caused the comebacks for the Cubs. Ravage Garcia comes to the plate. First pitch, fastball outside, ball one. So this is a swing moment in this game. One run already in, 8-4 lead. Runners at the corners with nobody out. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch, bouncing ball toward short, could be two. Angeles sprints over to second, tags to back, throws to first, and it's in time. Run comes in to score. The Locos get two, four, or check that, six, unassisted to three. Those are the rally killers that Lansing got last night. They turned four double plays. They still fell. They get one here, 8-5, but 2 outs.
And you wipe the bases clean before Bateman and Ramirez.
Who doesn't like a clean slate? Brett Bateman takes strike one. He comes up with the bases wide open. He's got a double, a walk, and a strikeout looking. Take some time here after the first pitch. Bateman waits from the left side. Carrasco comes set from the stretch. They play him to pull to the right side in the infield. Pitch home. That's a little bit wide. One ball, one strike. In the meantime, big gap out to right center over the head of Holter at second base. Got Bolte shaded to left. Pitch home. Wide, 2-1. So the Cubs have scored a run in the first, 2 in the fourth, 2 here in the seventh. While Lansing has scored 4 runs in the third and the fourth. The pitch is up high and outside. 3 balls and a strike, and you can tell Carrasco getting a little tired here in this seventh inning. A walk, an HBP, a base hit, and now he's down 3-1. And the base hit wasn't much, just a little bloop shot to left. 3-1. That misses just below the knees. He's nibbling. It's a 5-pitch walk to Bateman, and here's what you didn't want as Ramirez come to the plate with someone on base. He just missed a home run in the sixth because Ramirez elected to hit it to the deepest part of the park. He hits it anywhere else, it's out. Jackson Field held that one. He is 0 for 3 today. Well, he's 13 hits in this series. Pitch is down in the zone on the outside corner. Strike one. Eight to five, Nuts leading, top seven. Two runs in for the Cubs. Runner at first, two outs. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch. Ramirez takes it up high and outside, ball one. Quickly, the Nuts warming an arm in the bullpen down there, right field side. Carrasco comes home. Shot the other way towards third. Leaning over, Simpson charging has it. Fires across the diamond. A bend down stretch over from Bautista. He's got it. So Lansing gives up two. They leave one stranded. Seventh inning stretch on Cinco de Mayo coming up. 8-5, Locos lead. To the bottom of the seventh, we come to as the YMCA booms and the Jackson Field speakers. 8-5, Locos lead the Cubs on Cinco de Mayo. Cameron Masterman steps up to the plate from the right side. Aaron Perry set and throws. It's low and inside, ball one. Carlos Amaya, Danny Bautista Jr. step in to follow in the 8 and 9 spot. Lansing just gave up two runs in the seventh. So potentially trying to get one or two back. Here's a 1-0 pitch. This is rocketed down the third base side, foul. That was crushed by Masterman. Speaking of crushed, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler just crushed the seventh inning stretch.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, de nada. The 1-1 pitch. That's low and inside. Two balls and a strike on Cinco de Mayo. You sing it in Spanish.
It just made sense, right? I was very nervous, but it just made sense.
Was that your first time singing it in Spanish?
I think it's my third time trying it here.
I like it. 2-1. Let's lift it up. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. You're doing the Duolingo, correct?
Yes. So we had... Right, the baseball broadcasters convention in the offseason when Eric Nadell of the Champion Rangers said, you need to learn Spanish, so I've been putting the commitment in.
2-2 pitch. Sent out to center field, up in the air. Bateman sizes it up, now jogs in, big strides, makes the catch. One out.
I mean, I can give you some quick Spanish baseball right now if you'd like.
Let's do it.
Lanzador is a pitcher. Bateador is a batter. And I asked Brian Buelbas, how do I say bunt? What is it? How do I say to bunt in Spanish? And he said, tocar. So there you go. That's your Spanish baseball for today.
I like it. Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Here's Carlos Amaya from the right side. The pitch home. That drops in outside corner. Strike one. 8-5, Nuts leading. Ocho to cinco. Is that right for the score? The 0-1. That's down low, 1-1.
Yeah, but if you want to say two, it would be Ocho a cinco.
Ocho a cinco. Perry's pitch, way up and outside, 2-1. It's turned out to a lovely day, just past 3 o'clock, a couple hours deep in this one. Series finale, South Bend, Lansing.
Good to have the Michigan State Spartan Mitchell Tyransky back in town.
The pitch, that's up high, 3 balls and a strike. Yes, it is. Did I miss he's into the game? I sure did. Jesse's giving me the thumbs up, which I will give myself the thumbs down.
No, I'm trying to subtly slide it in.
3-1 is on the ground over to the third baseman, Morrell. Jumping grab, but then a step back tag of the bag by Long. 2 steps is done, and he's got it.
That's where it's so good to have the pizza boxes bases, right? The supersized bases, because the concern is you don't want to have the runner step on the fielder's foot when both of them are reaching out. So it gives more real estate for it as long as reaching back blindly.
Would you like to supersize this, sir?
I would not like fries with that.
That pitch is down low, ball one. Was that Morgan Spurlock that did that for a month? You ever seen that? Supersize me?
I didn't see it, and there's been all sorts of things that have come out about it afterward, right?
Probably.
So it goes.
1-0 pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike one. I didn't read it or watch it. I just heard about it. I don't think I could do a month long at the same spot over and over. That's something.
A year long,
however it was.
I think it was 30 days.
1-1 pitch. That's inside. 2 balls and a strike.
But you're healthy, right? When did you ever have fast food as a major part of your diet?
Never.
No.
College would have been the best time. 2-1. This is popped back out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Doesn't mean it isn't great, though.
No. It serves its purpose.
And cheap.
But we can also take that right into baseball. I remember growing up the kind of food that would be at concession stands. And now think of what food that you will find at concession stands throughout baseball stadiums.
Well, popcorn. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is down the line, and it's fair, and it sneaks under the glove of Morrell and heads to left field in the bullpen area. Bautista's around first. He's into second. It's a double for Danny B. His second hit today. So in the 9 spot, Bautista, 2 hits and a walk, and he scored a run. And Lansing looking to add on to their 8-5 lead. And so yesterday, Jesse, we were delivered 2 different bags of popcorn, but not just any ballpark popcorn. Fiesta Locos and Bases Loaded Mexican Vanilla Caramel, and one in Lansing Locos colors, that bright turquoise blue, and the other in Lansing Lugnut Red.
Lansing is partnering up this year with Cravings, the great popcorn place in Old Town.
Here's Johnny Butler from the left side. The pitch home. Tyransky puts it up high, ball one, 8-5, Nuts lead, runner at second, 2 outs.
So, I don't know, it's 2 outs. Might be a little bit late to dig in here, but you never know.
Oh, you can always dig in, you know? 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside, or check that on the inside corner, strike one. We did dig in a little bit yesterday. It's caramel flavored. Vanilla caramel for the lug nuts bag.
Real Mexican vanilla.
1-1. That's outside. 2-1. And then the other one is caramel, cheddar, and then there's a third spicy one with some curry mixed into it that gives it a kick. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's exceptional.
And rumor has it there might be another bag on its way with a different flavor. 2-1. Swing and a miss. two balls, two strikes. So stay tuned, and thanks so much to Michelle up here at Sweet Level that brings us all sorts of tasty treats.
The bases loaded earlier today. Anales hit a grand slam. I'm having some bases loaded popcorn right now.
There you go. It's a party. 2-2. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes.
It's a Fiesta Locos. Patio party popcorn mix.
There's something about the cheddar popcorn and the caramel popcorn together. It just works.
Well, that's Chicago style, isn't that?
Garrett's. 3-2. Swing and a miss. And Butler is down on strikes. And the Locos are out of this seventh inning. But we're still having a blast up here in the booth thanks to the popcorn from the Sweet Level. And it is available all across the concourse at Jackson Field. We head to the eighth, 8-5. Nuts in front.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Seven down, two to go on Cinco de Mayo. Thanks for stopping in with us on Sunday, May 5th, 2024. Hopefully you're having a great day and rooting on the Lansing Locos or perhaps the South Bend Cubs. Jefferson Rojas steps in. That's a ground ball off his foot. Strike one as it deadens right there by the plate. Luis Carrasco is back out there. We will be answering your trivia question here in the top of the eighth after another neglect to do so in the bottom of the seventh. That's on me. Sorry. 0-1 pitch. It's a bouncing ball towards third. Two hops comes up right head high for Simpson. Fires across the diamond. Bautista's got it. And there's one away. All right, Jesse, you took over trivia today and talked about a trade for one of the South Bend Cubs staff members for a former Lugnut.
Yeah, I thought I might get the folks. I did not get Bobby Strauss. My question was, which South Bend Cubs coach had been traded for a former Lansing Lugnut?
Yohandrick Piango steps in from the left side. The pitch home. It's on the outside corner. Strike one.
In January of 2006, Corey Patterson, who had starred with Lansing after the Cubs drafted him high, was traded for Carlos Perez and Nate Spears.
0-1 is on the ground through the hole right side. It's a base hit. Piñanco is aboard.
Carlos Perez never made the major leagues, so this was a trade Cubs and Orioles. But Nate Spears, Adam, did make the major leagues. Infielder, second baseman, third baseman, shortstop. He played seven games in the majors, was 0 for 8, struck out four times. He is the South Bend Cubs hitting coach. Nate Spears for Corey Patterson. That is your answer today.
Wow. Can't get anything by Bobby. The pitch. This is popped up shallow center field. Back going is Halter. Backpedaling from second. Maneuvers to his left. And he makes the catch. Two outs. I've realized that when you say years in the past, all I think of to remember that year is the sporting things that happened. So I immediately go 0-6. One versus two in the game. Ohio State wins. They play Florida and Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow. In the national championship. Is that how you remember years? Is
yes.
That just me?
No, that's not just you. I'm right there with you.
Craig Conklin is out there, so we'll get a pitching change. Any 2006 sports memories for you, Jesse, that come up?
I mean, that was the Red Sox, right? Wasn't that the Red Sox?
Was it? Would have been their second? Because they won in 04.
No, that was Tigers-Cardinals.
It was.
Tigers-Cardinals in the World Series.
Is that Jim Leland's first year, right? First or second year. And the Cardinals won in 5, I think.
I just remember being very optimistic, and that optimism fading in a hurry.
That was a great season, though, for Detroit. Michiganders certainly remember that one.
Maglio Ordóñez walking off the A's.
The Tigers are World Series bound, I believe, was Dan Dickerson's call.
2006.
All right, Hunter Breaux coming in. Wonder what he thinks of 2006.
At the time, Adam.
He was 5, 6?
He was 7 years old.
You know, good childhood memories.
Hanging out, living the great life. Hunter Breaux out of Kapolei, Hawaii.
Yeah, he probably wasn't worried too much about sports. I mean, baseball, but I'm sure he had other things he could have been doing at that age. Where's number 15, the 6'3", 235-pound, 24-year-old? The 20th round selection in 2021. We'll try and get this final out in the eighth with Piñango at first. Felix Stevens, the home run hitter from earlier, coming to the plate. Lansing leading 8-5 in the eighth.
Adam, Breaux pitched once already this series. He sealed Lansing's 2-1 victory, the only win that Lansing has in the 6-game set. And now we'll see if he gets the 4-out opportunity here to lock up a second win over the South Bend Cubs.
Yes, we will. Tough batter to start with, Felix Stevens. The pitch, right-hander lashes it out to right center field towards the gap. To his right is Buelbas, a step in front of the track, and he makes the catch right in the elbow jut that expands out to the deepest part of the park. Hunter Breaux used it all, and he gets the third and final out. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing 8, South Bend 5.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing's 3 outs from a win on Cinco de Mayo as they look to get their second victory in this series. 8-5, Locos lead the Cubs. And some chance for some insurance here as the top of the order is due up 2, 3, and 4. Henry Bolte, Will Simpson, and Brian Buelbas against the former Michigan State Spartan, Mitchell Tyranski. Out of Birmingham, Michigan. Spent time in Myrtle Beach earlier this year. Comes home. And that is flied out of play. And that wasn't a vacation for him. There's a baseball team down there. They're the Pelicans, Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the A-ball team of the Cubs. But it is a nice vacation spot if you do want to go down and indulge. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, belt high, strike two. I love Pelicans, by the way. They're fun to watch.
The Pels? You like the bird itself?
Of course, Jesse. It's a bird. I love it. Stick the fish in the beak. They sit there, swallow it whole. 0-2. Down low, 1-2 strikes.
I didn't realize how large they get.
They're massive. And they, you can open their, I don't know if it's the beak, the jaw, I mean.
The gullet.
Yeah, that's probably the correct term. A lot of room in there. 1-2. Just a little bit wide on Bolte. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Henry Bolte's been enjoying some walks today. Maybe a nice long walk on the beach. But today, just a first with 3 of them.
I've got your answer, Adam. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to guess that you were right.
No.
And I was wrong. 2-2. That's in there at the knees on Bolte. He strikes out. 1 down.
So it's a throat pouch. It's a Guler pouch.
Wait, a throat pouch?
Yes.
Well, that's... I mean, we could have gotten that. I mean, they just take a whole swig of the ocean when they go down and grab some fish sometimes. Here's Will Simpson from the right side. Pitch home. Breaking ball. Outer third. Strike one. 8-5. Locos leading the Cubs. And the former Pelican, Mitchell Tyranski, on the hill. A lot of these Cubs, former Pelicans, that have come up from A-ball. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Just like former Stockton Ports that come across the country. And that's the A-class team for the Oakland Athletics. Come here to the Lansing Lugnuts. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Simpson is down. So back-to-back strikeouts for Mitchell Tyranski.
The problem for Mitchell last year with Great Lakes was simply walks. And we've seen that with South Bend's pitchers. When he's commanding his stuff, I mean, he understands exactly how to work off his fine breaking stuff. And that fastball above the zone was set up well.
Now he'll try and get Brian Buelbas. 8-5, Lansing leads. Bottom eight, bases clear. The pitch. Inside. Kind of a starfish maneuver there as Buelbas got out of the way.
I like it.
Has that one been used before?
It is not. He's splayed.
I'm going to patent that one then. Arms up, feet wide, look out. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Fastball, strike one. Lansing scored 2 runs in 2 half innings. 4 runs. 4 in the 3rd, 4 in the 4th. That's been it today, but they lead 8-5 on 12 hits. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Big breaking ball. 1-2. The reason they got the first 4 is because of number 4, who waits on deck. Eurybio Angeles with the grand slam, his 3rd home run, and the 2nd grand slam of the season, the first coming from Will Simpson. Technically, Simpson has had 2. He had a grand slam in the exhibition against Michigan State to open the year. Crosstown showdown. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. How about that 8th inning for Mitchell Tyranski? Put that on the highlight reel. We're heading to the 9th. Lansing 3 outs away from a series closing victory. Up 8-5, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you about it when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Darn right, going in the 9th inning from Jackson Field. Lansing Locos 8, South Bend Cubs 5. Hunter Breaux remains on the mound. Tossed 1 pitch, retired Felix Stevens in a flyout to right field to end the top of the 8th inning and strand a runner inherited by Luis Carrasco. So it will be Bro against Morel, Opitz, and Garcia, 7-8-9 batters, with the lefty Colton Johnson warming up in the pen, just in case. Here's Rafael Morel, 0-2 with a hit by a pitch. He scored the most recent South Bend run, run number 5. Righty deals to righty. Up and in. Ooh. Close shave. One ball, no strikes. Hunter Bro, the Oregon Duck. Offers. Up and in again. Not as close. Not as up, not as in. Still not in the zone. 2-0. The pitch. Broke it up and in. 3 balls and 0 strikes. And the last thing that Bro wants to do here, walk the first batter in the 9th inning, protecting a 3-run lead. Rafael Morel takes inside ball 4. And there's the leadoff walk. South Bend is 5 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. And the Locos have 8 runs on 12 hits and 1 error. Luis Morales started for Lansing, went 2 1/3 innings. He balked in a first inning run. But in the bottom of the 3rd inning, Aribe Alanales hit a grand slam. The Locos added 4 more runs the next inning, went up 8-3, 8-5 right now in the 9th. Bro to Casey Opitz. Up and outside, and there's ball 5.
Yeah, got to slow him down because you do not want to get to that top of the order.
Catcher Maya, second baseman Halter, shortstop Angeles, all of them visiting Bro. Third baseman Simpson watching. First baseman Batista Jr. hanging out with the new runner Morel. Colton Johnson readying in the pen as Bro kicks around on the rubber. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Lake County won again. The Captains blanked the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 6-0. Fort Wayne is now 10-17. They lose 3 in a row. Here we go. 1-0 pitch for Casey Opitz. Taking all the way. There's a called strike. Outside corner. Great Lakes, meanwhile, against Wisconsin in the battle between arguably the 2 best teams in the league. Loons are down 3-2 in the 6th inning. Here's the 1-1. Outside, ball 2. The Lugnuts will see the Loons on their home turf starting on Tuesday. 6-game series at Dow Diamond in Midland, where the Loons are 4-5 at home compared to 13-4 on the road. 2-1, hitters count. Bro offers. Opitz takes ball 3. Outside. And he's missing the same place, arm side. Bottom of the 6th inning from Beloit, Wisconsin, just across the Illinois border. Sky Carp and Quad Cities River Bandits tied at 1. On the 3-1 pitch, it's up and away. And that's back-to-back walks.
Well, and here we go again. I mean, the bullpen has been absolutely demolished in this series. And the Cubs are thinking, hey, we can do this again. We've done it before. And automatically, before they even have to put swings on at the plate, the tying run's going to come up here in the 9th inning.
And Craig Conklin is bringing in Colton Johnson and taking out Hunter Bro. The call to the bullpen and the top of the 9th from Jackson Field. Hunter Bro, 9 pitches, 8 of them out of the zone. The tying run is coming up for the Cubs in the person of Reyvaj Garcia. And then after him, it's the top of the order, and Bateman and Ramirez and Rojas and Kinyango, who've been a murderer's row this series. The Lugnuts in save opportunities this year, Adam, are 3-9. And you know that's a little bit unfair because you can blow a save in the 6th inning, the 7th inning, the 8th inning, but you can't get a save in any of those innings. But still, only 3 saves all year.
It's just something they're trying to shore up. It's a weakness right now, and they're trying to find the right pieces. You thought Hunter Bro had kind of established himself, got the save earlier this week, and just can't quite execute and find the zone. So he's hoping his teammate here can pick him up and find a way.
Let me give you a couple more scores, and then we'll turn our attention in full to Colton Johnson. The Whitecaps are leading in Dayton 8-7. Is that lead secure, or I should say 8-6 in the 7th? But the Whitecaps led that game 7-0 and 8-2. And West Michigan is not playing great baseball. They've lost 3 in a row in Dayton, Ohio. I would say that that lead is not safe. And they're in the bottom of the 5th inning in Cedar Rapids, where the Colonels are currently on top of Peoria 2-0. The Chiefs have lost 9 of their last 10 games. They have lost 4 in a row. They are 8-18. And they could be well on their way to losing again. Oh, by the way, the Lugnuts' upcoming schedule. At the Great Lakes Saloon starting on Tuesday, I mentioned for 6. Back home to host Lake County. On the road at Fort Wayne, and then to end the month of May, Peoria will come in. Coming into the batter's box, the switch hitter out of Navajoa, Sonora, Mexico. On Cinco de Mayo, Ravage Garcia. He's the only player from Mexico between either of these two teams. Garcia's 0 for 3 out of the 9 hole. He is struck at, grounded out to second, grounded into a double play. Morrell at second, Opitz at first. The first pitch, check swing. It was down, and no appeal. Ball one. Colton Johnson on the hill. 10th appearance of the season, a 4.22 ERA, 10 and two-thirds innings, 4 walks, 13 strikeouts for the big man from Illinois State. Let's it fly. Up high, ball two. Morrell runs well at second base. He's faster than Opitz, leading away from first base. A 2-0 coming. There's a strike called on the outside corner. You figure with the top of the order waiting in the wings, South Bend won't take too many chances on the bases. Nobody out. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Garcia takes inside. Ball three. It would be ill-advised to walk the 7, 8, 9 batters to load the bases. Morrell walked, Opitz walked, Bro departed, Johnson deals, punch down the right side. That's a fair ball and a base hit, and it heads beyond the bullpen. Morrell's around the score. Opitz held at third base. A throw to the cutoff man by Buelbas. An RBI double for Ravage Garcia. South Bend trails 8-6, and the tying runs are in scoring position. Here comes Brett Bateman.
Well, if it's ill-advised to walk the first three, what do you say for 2 walks and a double? My goodness, what a start to the night for the Cubs.
I say Ravage Garcia just tucked that ball perfectly up the first base side at him. South Bend is in a grand spot to tie the score. Nobody out, top of the ninth, down by 2, 2 runners in scoring position. Lefty deals to lefty. Bateman takes a called strike on the outside corner.
This would be the most poetic ending ever. They finally are able to get through the top of the order that has crushed them in this series to win the series finale.
Bateman's 1-for-2 with a double and 2 walks. And 0-1. Line foul left side, strike 2. Johnson's best pitch is a curveball. Also has the change, and he has a carry fastball that he loves to put up above the zone. Brett Bateman, the Minnesota Golden Gopher, drafted last year in the 8th round. The 0-2. There is the curve fouled off at home. Keep it right here.
Looks like they're giving up the run, too, at third base.
Third baseman Simpson in toward the baseline. First baseman Batista Jr. the same. Middle infielders are back. You're right. Here's the pitch. A chopper hit to the second baseman Halter. In comes the run. Halter fires to first. Out number 1. Bateman brings in Opitz. It's a 1-run game as Garcia moves to third. The Locos 8, the Cubs 7. Here is Pedro Ramirez with the infielders already in tight.
I mean, there's no double play threat with that first one. I don't know why you wouldn't bring him in on the last ball and keep the runner at third base, but we'll try and do it this way.
I've got an explanation for you. Switch hitter batting right, the deal. Swing and a miss, strike 1. Curved him. Here's the argument. The argument is you need to make sure that you get an out. Mm. And if the infielders are in, you never know if a grounder here or blooper there escapes them, gets beyond them. So that way you are securing one out. You're not letting two runs score on a single.
Fair enough.
One out, runner at third. One run game. The 0-1. And that missed, according to Evan Anderson, the home plate umpire, up above the zone. Close. Ramirez is 0 for 4 today. And he takes ball two inside.
Remember, Lansing had the tying run in the bottom of the ninth last night on third with one out. And they had back-to-back strikeouts. And now they're in the same situation today, hoping they can hold the one-run lead with a runner at third for the Cubs.
The 20-year-old Ramirez swings and misses the curve. He was late to identify it and then very late to pull the trigger. And now he's in a spot. Two balls and two strikes.
Pedro Ramirez in this series, Jesse, 0 strikeouts.
13 for 26, hitting .500. But two ground outs, two flyouts today. Garcia at third, Cubs down 8-7 in the ninth. Here it comes. And it's fouled at home. Boy, he is not seeing it well from Johnson. These have been awkward swings, but he did catch a piece.
And again, I still think if you're the Cubs, this is the guy that you would want at the plate in this spot.
That fastball from Johnson was 93 miles an hour, by the way. Well, let's see if the big lefty goes off speed. 2-2 to Ramirez. It's the curve, swung at and missed. He got him. First strikeout of Ramirez in the series. And it comes in the ninth inning of a one-run game. Two down.
He is human. What a pitch right there. Heck of a hook from Colton Johnson. Now that defense backs up. You got a shot here.
Well, it's Jefferson Rojas who steps in now, the 19-year-old. Locos 8, Cubs 7, Garcia at third for South Bend. First pitch. That's stoked on a line out to left center field. Masterman over. There's Bolte. Bolte the catch. And this ball game's over. Henry Bolte runs it down, and the Locos prevail over the Cubs. Lansing 8, South Bend 7. The tying run stranded 90 feet away for the second straight day.
You find a way. That's the biggest thing. Finally, finally, on the last day and the second to last out, they get Pedro Ramirez to strike out. Big time pitch by Johnson. And the same way we ended last night with the Cubs, leaving the tying run at third in the Lugnuts' favor, Lansing turns the trick on them today and gets their second win of the series.
Adam, you're looking, if you're Lansing, for pitchers to get you out at the back end of the bullpen. You got that earlier in the series from Hunter Breaux. He falters here to begin the ninth. You get that from Colton Johnson against Bateman, Ramirez, and Rojas after the 7, 8, 9 batters reached.
Oh, that's big confidence-wise for Johnson and this pen. You're absolutely right. They needed to figure it out. It got dicey. First three reach, and then you go to the hardest part of this order, who has been electric in this series, and you get all three of them in order. The irony, because you haven't been able to get them all week, but Johnson says enough is enough. He shuts the door, and Lansing finds a way.
7 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Cubs in defeat. South Bend falls to 10-17. 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for the Lansing Locos in the victory. Ganador and Locos improved to 12-15. Ganado, I should say. Ruben Escalera is currently having his photo taken with Big Felix Stevens. Yeah, get Luis Carrasco in there too. Everyone in their gear on this Sunday. I checked in with Ruben Escalera, all the guys that he knows on the other squad. These are the only meetings of the entire season between Lansing and South Bend. Just 6 days together in Lansing, Michigan. So now Luis Carrasco catches up with Felix. Felix Stevens homers, but Aribiel Anales' grand slam. And Lansing needed every ounce of their four-run rallies in the third inning and the fourth inning.
What a game. What a series. There were a lot of close games despite that South Bend won 4 of the 6. Lansing easily could have won 4 of the 6 themselves. The Cubs made some bigger moment happen, or made some bigger plays and some bigger swings in the most important moments. But Lansing had the most important plays today, and they got the final 3 in the top of the order there to get this preserved win. And despite it being a disappointing end to this week and homestand, this will feel good before you head on the road.
Road trip to Great Lakes coming up. You ready?
Let's do it, man. All Let's go see Dow Diamond.
It's going to be pleasant, very pleasant, up in Midland. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Locos. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Locos. We hope that you have a wonderful rest of your Cinco de Mayo, of your weekend. Take care and have a terrific Sunday. From Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol, one final time, Lansing 8, South Bend 7. Have a great day. Go Nuts.